Strange happenings have not stopped, friends. I am back once again to tell you about things that are happening in and around and even on the properties of Dulce, New Mexico. Here on this very special edition, though still short, of The Weird Age. Again, I have returned to tell you about all of the things that you need to know about Dulce and the impending arrival of this special team of investigators that is going to be searching around and looking into all of the strangeness. Last time I told you about the actual sightings of alien spacecraft and the rumors of a skinwalker or a Bigfoot in and around the area, even the rumors of a sunken or underground military base. However, this time, I'm going to delve into things that are only rumored and things that have not been put out there into the wider public knowledge by the locals. Things they don't want on record. Things they would not like to see published to bring more attention to their tiny little town. Because these things might bring more attention to them in a negative way than they want. Here in Dulce, they have seen the signs of cult activity. They have also seen the signs of something that can only be described as a thing. Something that has more limbs than a human, more limbs than a wolf, more limbs than a Bigfoot. Something that may be a cryptid, but something that has not yet been seen by human eyes. At least not those of the community of Dulce, New Mexico. Descriptions range from tentacles to fur to spines. Nothing quite grasps or connects with each description. Each one seems to be fairly unique. Some still claim that this might be part of the skinwalker tradition in the area. However, I believe that there is something else going on. Something that might be further connected with the rumors of the cult activity in the area. Something that I would desperately like to see looked into by the group that will be coming in. Something that I hope they will have a chance to further investigate. Now, it has come to my attention through a back-end source that this group will not be residing or staying in Dulce while they are here. However, they will be nearby, and I will keep you appraised of their situation, as I am unsure at this time where exactly they will be staying, though I am told that they will be staying very nearby, as there is a lot to cover. And this area, while centered around Dulce, is not just Dulce. It encompasses a much larger, much more broad area of the surrounding mountains. Because while a hidden military base might be underground, it wouldn't necessarily be concentrated in one tiny mountain spot. It might have tunnels, a maze of tunnels, or even multiple mountains worth of tunnels. This base might be gigantic, huge underneath the ground, if there is indeed a base. Or, if the cult activities are to be believed, maybe there is a vast cave system underground where they are using these caves to get back and forth, unnoticed, to help this cryptid creature thing get around without being hunted. That is something I should also say, is that Dulce hunters have gone out to try to capture this cryptid creature, but have failed. Some have failed to return, and that is unfortunate for them. But when going up against the unknown, one should not go in too confident. I want to thank you once again for joining me here. And I will come back to you as often as I can. And at some point, these shows will become longer. I simply wait for the opportunity to be able to report to you what this impending scientific team, or if they are scientists, that is what I am hoping to report to you, what they will do about the strangeness that is happening in and around Dulce, New Mexico. Thank you for joining me here once again on The Weird Age.